From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, June 29th. I'm Lana Cohen. Underneath the Willits Bypass on the 101 lies a 2,087-acre wetland oasis. Compared to the hot, dry air and dusty golden mountainsides that mark the arrival of summer, the Willits Bypass wetland in Little Lake Valley feels like a different world. The plan to create the 101 bypass began all the way back in 1988, but it was in 2002 that Caltrans presented its first environmental impact report for public comment. They received more than 400 comments from the public, over half requesting non-freeway alternatives. The Willits Bypass wetland is a result of the fight against the bypass and the compromises Caltrans made to those who opposed the new section of highway. Ellen Drell, along with the Willits Environmental Hub and many others, spearheaded the opposition movement.
The big picture was clear even then that we needed to reduce our amount of driving, not constantly accommodate more and more and more. And though ultimately the big concession that Caltrans made to the environment was this mitigation plan. It's the largest mitigation plan in the history of Caltrans. There's nothing like it anywhere in the state of California.
Together, Caltrans and the Mendocino County Resource Conservation District are working to restore the wetlands back to their original state. Chris Barstow, Mitigation Lands Project Manager at the RCD, tracks the progress of the Willits Bypass wetlands.
So there's two different things happening out here. Caltrans is still actively working to reach success criteria. And so they're still either doing maintenance on created wetlands, enhanced wetlands. They're also still doing more plantings, installing other native wetland vegetation, all stuff that's been propagated out of the valley. RCD's focus is primarily in the grazed areas, which could still be considered a wetland. They're wet meadows. Our primary focus there is to administer a grazing plan and to manage for listed species, native species in there.
Wetlands are an important component of the Willits Valley ecosystem. Barstow explained that the wetlands serve as a foundation for the biological diversity that is here in Little Lake Valley. Not only do they provide habitat for migratory birds, but they are home to an enormous population of native wetland plants, including rushes and sedges. He explained that the wetlands provide habitat for coho salmon and steelhead as they migrate from the ocean. The wetlands are the headwaters of Outlet Creek, which pours into the Eel River and eventually makes its way out to the coast. Over the past 6 years, almost 2 million native plants have been cultivated, including two endangered plants endemic to the Willits Valley, Baker's Meadow Foam and North Coast Semaphore Grass. Wildlife biologist and project interpreter for the Willits Bypass Wetlands, Maricela de Santa Ana, describes the wetlands as they come back to life.
When the wetlands flood in November and hundreds of waterfowl are out there, it feels like you're in another world. That's a really fantastic experience. And then we also have an oak woodland upland that has a beautiful oak forest that when you're in it and it's springtime and the spring birds are singing, you feel like you're in the middle of a symphony of birds. The grasslands, just being out in the middle of grasslands and hearing the grasshopper sparrows and mallards that nest out there, and it's fantastic.
Over the tenure of the project, the biodiversity of the wetlands has been increasing, allowing the wetlands to manage themselves.
Since 2013, we've had beavers out in the valley, and that has been very impactful on our riparian areas. We feel like they are doing just a fantastic job at keeping the water in places that in the past would dry up, but they're really good engineers of water. This year, they created an enormous wetland that has not been there in the past, or at least had not been there in that capacity in the past, and actually were able to join a creek, Davis Creek, which has for the last 5 or 6 years just drained into a field, but they connected it to Outlet Creek. And so then fish, which historically probably moved up Davis Creek to get into those areas to spawn, did not have access to that because it was not connected anymore, and they connected it.
Through the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, Caltrans created a permanent source of funding for the monitoring and management of the wetlands. The Resource Conservation District will carry out the on-the-ground work.
It is 2,085 acres of preserved land for perpetuity. That land is going to be there for, if we all survive on this planet, for our children's children's children. It's like a gem. That area is just so magnificent because it does stay green and provide vegetation and food and habitat for a lot of animals that, as the hillsides dry up, it's really important that we have that. There's a vastness out there, but there's also a stark beauty. It's just beautiful. And there's an amazing experience to stand in the middle and know you're in the middle of the Willits Valley.
For KZYX News, I'm Lana Cohen. For all our local stories, photos, and more, visit kzyx.org.